We're all familiar with the first Maisa that took event after Noach and his family left the Teva, and how V'yarcham avi chananeis ervas aviv, he saw the erva of his father, V'yaged l'shnei achav b'chut, he told his brothers. And in response to that, V'yikach shem v'yefes es ha-simla. Shem and Yefes took the simla, they took some type of cloth, V'yasimu al-shchem shem, they placed it on the shoulders, V'yelchu acharanus, they walked in backwards, V'yichasos ervas avim, cover up their father's erva. And Rashi points out, it should say V'yikchu shem v'yefes. Why does it say V'yikach, as if to say only one of them took it? And Rashi says, because to tell us, limed al-shem, shenis ameis b'mitzvah yoser miyefes. That shem was more involved in this mitzvah. He was more in this ameitz, chazak miyameitz, stronger, passionate about the mitzvah, more so than yefes. And for this reason, he was zocha, his children were zocha to a talis shel tzitzis, and yefes' children were zocha to kvura, and this is attain lagog makom sham kever. Yefes, gog, magog, that whole dynasty comes from yefes, they were zocha to kvura, it doesn't sound like much of a zochus. While Shem was zocha to the talis shel tzitzis, which sounds very, very nice. So what's the correlation between these two different zechusim and their involvement in the mitzvah? And Pashup Shat is that since Shem was nisamit mitzvah, he was involved in the mitzvah more, he was zocha to mitzvah himself, talis shel tzitzis. And Yefes, who was not involved in the mitzvah, it sounds like he wasn't so passionate about the mitzvah, he was just interested in kavod habrios, which is a very, very big inyan. Look at the Nativ, the Hamak Davar discusses this, how the Indian of Yefes was covered of brios, which is very important in Derech Eretz and covering up. It wasn't l'shem mitzvah for Yefes. So he was zocha to covered of brios, the kavura, which is covered of brios, covered of mace. But Shem, who again was doing it not covered of brios, he was doing l'shem mitzvah. This is the thing to do, that because Baruch Hu wants l'shem mitzvah, he was zocha to mitzvah himself. So Shem is the Indian of l'shma. His name means that shame. It's something of pnimius, doing a mitzvah, behargasha. The shame are the center words of the word neshama. It's the essence of a person. And yefes, I mean beauty outside, yafe, something that's beautiful on the outside. And yuzocha to cover the brios, to protect from the outside. Now the Indian further of yefes and gog and magog, Shem Shmuel writes in Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos, the whole Indian of Gog and Magog, as it flows, it stems from Yefes, is the Indian of Prikas Ol. They're throwing out any responsibility. A person doesn't feel a responsibility. When a person feels responsible to do something, he feels an inner need to accomplish something. Prikas Ol is apathy, atheist, there's no Hashem in the world, no responsibility. And the Shemesh Shmuel explains that this Indian, this koch of Gog and Magog comes from Yefes, Bnei Banav Shel Yefes, as the Pasuk says. That he had no pnimis, he had no passion for mitzvah. It was prikas ol, he wasn't interested in mitzvahs, Yefes. And whenever Klal Yisrael is vulnerable, when are they vulnerable? When they're not osek b'mitzvahs, when they're prikas ol, so that allows the Yefes, the koch of Yefes, to come in, the koch of Gog and Magog. How does one counter that? He explains through simcha. The Indian of simcha is something pnimius, a certain hargasha, and nisametz b'mitzvos. And that's why Dafka and Sukkot says this, Shem Yishmol, we read Haftorah of Gog and Magog, because Sukkot is a yimei simcha, and simcha is the way to defend against Gog and Magog. It's supposed to keep us cham and hot and strong, and to prevent niskaradaita, kriyas ruach, the cooling off. Shem Yishmol explains also that's the Indian of the language Yavan, of Greek. Yavan comes from Yefes, and while the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Gamliel permitted Sifrei Torah to be written in Lashon Kodesh and also Yavanis because it comes Yefes, Elokim Yefes, that Yavan comes from Yefes, Hacham don't learn that way. Because the Indian of language, the English language, explains Shem Shmuel, is a way of connecting the inside to the outside. A person's machshavos are only brought to the outside through lashon, through language. And that language has to be so pure and clear. Lashon HaKodesh is able to bring the inside to the outside. And he explains that certain languages gives, for example, French is a romantic language and it leads to niyuf. Certain languages have certain klipas to them. And Lashon HaKodesh is a panimis, it's full of panimis on the inside and brings to the outside. That's why the Sefer Torah is written from Lashon HaKodesh. But something like Yevanis, which also comes from Yevanis, from Yafes rather, says the Shem Shmuel, that's also not acceptable. It comes from an external beauty. The external beauty of Yefes, as he covered up his father only because covered up Brios, but not because he was Nisamitz b'mitzvah. And this is the inyan. Yefes represents chitzonios, represents external beauty, and shame represents the inside, the pnimius. Now the inyan is that even pnimius is able to affect the chitzonios. A person is kedusha on the inside, he is holy as a neshama, strong neshama on the inside, it's going to make him look beautiful even on the outside. The Gemara writes in the Pasuk Sheker, Chein Vevel Yofi. Sheker, Chein is all Sheker. Hevel is all Yofi is all Hevel. All that stuff is nonsense. Isha Yiras Hashem, he tesala. But when there's Yiras Hashemayim, he tesala. It says the Gemara, that's going back on even the Chein and even the Yofi is going to be tesala. That will be beautiful. But when it stands alone, if it's only about Chein, it's only about Yofi and there's no inside, that's Sheker, that's Hevel. But when there's Yiras Hashemayim on the inside, even the Chein, even the Yofi is going to be tesala. His in the Gemara, Tainus talks about how Yeshua was called ugly by the emperor's daughter. And how could be Torah being someone who's so ugly? What about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was so beautiful. The Indian is that Rabbi Yochanan was so beautiful on the outside because the inside of him was so kadosh. There's so much kedusha on the inside of Rabbi Yochanan. He had the shufra of the Yaakov Avinu. He had this pleasant beauty, this yefes on the outside. If the shame is the kedusha, the neshama on the inside is true, and even the outside, even the chain, even the yofi on the outside, will be just as beautiful. And yefes represents derech eretz, kavod abrios. Shame represents Torah. That's what means derech eretz kavod la Torah. Derech eretz kavod la Torah means that just like the klipa kodim hapri, there's the outside of the fruit, the outside of food. You have to remove the klipa, the layers, to get to the inside. So yefes is derech eretz. He's a kavod la Torah. He's on the outside. But if there's nothing in the inside, then even the outside's klipos. But if the inside is Torah, if the inside is shame and Torah, then even the outside, even the derech eretz, would be considered something special. And that's what it means when you combine the two together. You have a derech eretz on the outside and the Torah on the inside. Yefes ba'olei Hashem. That if yefes is in the ola Hashem, if they're inside the ola Hashem, if it's filled with pnimius, then even yefes, even the beauty, will be something that's respected, that's something that's acceptable. And now it goes back to the mitzvah of talis and the mitzvah of kavura. So we know that the practice is that in the Jewish kavura, there's also a talis, that we wrap the mace in a talis. So the essence of misa is that there are two elements of misa. Misa, one is death, absence of life, and needs a burial for kavod abrios. But there's a second element of misa and the kfura, it's a hachana for tchias amesim. It's like putting the seed back in the ground. Afrata ve'el afratashim. Returning back to the offer in order to sprout up the tchias amesim. And so yefes represents the aspect of kfura kavod abrios, kavod ames, just burial. To people who doesn't have to see a mace. But the aspect of shame is the inyan of the pnimius, of burying that seed to prepare for the tchias amesim. And that's inyan of the talis. The talis represents covering the outside. Even the outside has kedusha if there's pnimius inside. Even the outside has something kedusha. And that's why it's such a big inyan that when talis, whether it should be kosher or not kosher, but they speak about then when the tchias amesim happens, he's going to be wearing a talis in tchias amesim. It's preparing, here's your talis, here's a kosher talis for you to wear to perform your very, very first mitzvah. And it all comes back for this nis'amit b'mitzvah of shame, that he was so passionate about performing mitzvahs. It's all about the union of sukkahs and the simcha and the happiness in performing mitzvahs, the whole union of fighting against Gogu Mago. Don't let them get us when we're cooled off. Always stay excited, always stay passionate, always stay heated, the union of shame, and we'll be zocha not only to the shame, not only to the pnimius and the ruchnius, but even to the chitonius, even to the world of gashmius. Mirza Shem, we should be zocha this year to both ruchnius and gashmius. Have a wonderful Shabbat.